Hello, and welcome to Life Matters, the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview. Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. We're honored to host a variety of guests within the pro-life movement, each bringing their own unique perspectives, experiences, and backgrounds. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of Life Matters, Assure Women's Center, or our affiliates. Our goal is to foster open, thoughtful dialogue around life-affirming issues and equip listeners to stand for life.
Welcome to Life Matters. I'm your host, Toni Clark, Executive Director of Assure Women's Center in Omaha. And today I have the privilege of speaking with someone who has impacted thousands of lives in central Nebraska. Joining me today is Gay Tillotson, Executive Director of Collage Center, a medical pregnancy help center with locations in Kearney and Grand Island and soon Columbus. Gay has been faithfully leading this mission for years, serving women, students, and families. And more important than that, she's a good friend of mine. She's kind of adopted me and I've adopted her, so we're kind of sisters.
Amen.
So, Gay, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Toni. It's definitely a joy.
It is. To start, where did you grow up and what led you into this type of work?
Ooh, gosh, that was a long time ago. I grew up in Fremont, actually, and then moved out to the Kearney area. And I was working for a gal in ministry by the name of Dee Breston. She was an author and a speaker and managing her ministry. But I knew God was calling me to something else. And so when an opportunity came up with what was then called the Crisis Pregnancy Center, I thought, man, this is a great opportunity to come on board and take something from a ground level and grow it into something that would really suit the way that God built me and also meet a lot of needs in the community.
So what was your background before joining Collage? And did you expect this to be your long-term?
Yeah, long-term, that's for sure. Well, I got a degree in management and organizational leadership, and I love being a part of a team. And so I really felt like this was a great fit for me. And I really didn't give it a second thought if it was going to be long-term. It was going to be as long as God called me. And we're working on, I think this is my 25th year.
Wow.
So here's to 25 more. Okay, maybe not.
I think I'm playing catch up. You're about 10 years ahead of me, I think, somewhere in there. But anyway. So tell us about the history of Collage Center and how it all began.
Yeah, you know, it was founded back in 1987 by a group of volunteers who just wanted to come alongside women facing an unexpected pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And it was in Kearney, and it was called the Kearney Area Crisis Pregnancy Center. And I think back then you guys were like AAA
Crisis
Pregnancy Center. So you could be the first one in the yellow pages. Cracks me up. But we learned pretty quickly that if we were going to really be effective in ministry, we realized that women facing an unexpected pregnancy at that point in time didn't necessarily see it as a crisis anymore.
Right.
So we had to nix that name. So, yeah. Of course, we went to something like Life Choices. Mm-hmm. And found out over a period of time that the words life choices can mean something entirely different to you and I, middle-aged gals that love life. Even though we thought it would reach a broader perspective, if we really wanted to reach that woman facing an unexpected pregnancy, we needed more of a ambiguous name. So about 2010, we chose Collage. Mm-hmm. So we went from an all-volunteer organization to me being the first ever paid employee. And now we have 12 staff and working on 3 centers. So
that's how
it all began.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see, I'm going to say, the reiteration of pregnancy centers really across the nation, how we all started off as AAA Crisis Pregnancy Center. And then we dropped the Crisis Pregnancy Center and start calling ourselves CPC.
Yeah.
There's some people that refer to those things. And we know that. But yeah, we want to be relevant to what the girls need. And sometimes that name is a huge.
Oh, yeah. The definition of Wikipedia is pretty nasty.
Oh, gosh. So why the name Collage? What does that name represent to you?
That is a great question and one that I love to answer, because I feel like when gals come to us, they only see one thing, and that's that result on that pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. That's all they can see. And our job is to kind of help reframe their circumstances and to give them some perspective. Mm-hmm. So they don't just see that one thing, but as they begin to look outward, they can see the pieces of their lives that can come together and truly create something beautiful from the unexpected.
That's good.
And so that's kind of our tagline, creating beauty from the unexpected. And it's because we really believe that even though it's one experience in their life, God can really create something beautiful for them. And it lots of times it looks like a collage and everyone's different. Yeah, yeah. So we love it.
And your office is so beautiful. I mean, not that it looks like a collage, but it just reflects the name collage when you walk in. It's so beautiful. So.
Well, thanks for that. We're in the middle of redoing it.
Okay. I'm sure it'll still be beautiful.
And, you know, if I can tag on to that, too, I thought it was really interesting because back in 2012, we had Abby Johnson as our banquet speaker, and she just really affirmed us. She said, you know, if we really do want to be there for those who feel like ending their pregnancy is their only option, we need a name that's a bit ambiguous. Mm-hmm. And so thus something like collage, because a lot of people think, oh, are you a scrapbooking place? Can I get my grades here? You know, and so.
Well, it's not as bad as AAA, when people used to call and say, do you do car repair? So what kinds of services does Collage offer today?
What a hoot. We come alongside gals that truly are facing an unexpected pregnancy by providing pregnancy testing, limited OB ultrasounds, and we do STD testing and treatment for gonorrhea and chlamydia for both guys and gals.
Okay.
And so those are our three main medical services. But then, of course, we also have after abortion support, and we also currently have an educational program that we take into area public schools.
Okay.
So,
so what are some of the reasons you think men and women come to you today?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question, because I think probably the number one reason is because we're free.
Yeah.
Free to them. Yeah. It's definitely a cost to us and all of those who support us, but it's no cost to them. But they also know that primarily they've got a physical need that they need to have met. Mm-hmm. And so when they see an organization like Collage, that they can come, there's no cost. It's confidential. Mm-hmm. They know that even if their mom calls, we're not going to tell them anything, you know, so it's safe. It's confidential. It's complimentary. So
I say that confidential piece is sometimes so difficult. Sometimes we have patients in, it's like, I want to call your mama. Right. And you know, you care, but it's like, your mama need to be here with you.
I know it.
But we do provide confidential services as well. So
yeah. And I think another reason why, I mean, it's because people are praying that God's going to supernaturally lead those people that are in need to our centers. Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah. And I also believe, too, some of our volunteers, and I'm sure your staff and volunteers as well, really kind of stand in the place of mom when that lady doesn't want to call mom.
Oh.
So our volunteers, we have some older volunteers that are like grandma figures, and they just provide that loving look or, you know, voice or whatever that young lady needs in the time when she doesn't feel like she can bring her mom with
her. Oh, absolutely. We love that. Mm-hmm. So many of even one of our staff members, her daughter came to Collage when she was in college, mm-hmm. facing an unexpected pregnancy. Yeah. And she was scared to death to tell her parents. Mm-hmm. Her mom was a nurse at another facility, mm-hmm. scared to tell death to tell her mom. Mm-hmm. But we came alongside her, helped her. And now that her mom actually is one of our center directors. Oh. So she's the one now walking alongside girls who are scared to death to tell their parents and able to really come alongside them in a sweet way.
That's pretty cool. So let's talk about Central Nebraska. What trends are you seeing in this region right now?
Oh, that's a loaded one, because I think probably the saddest one is just and I think it's everywhere, but just it's the casual view of sex, you know? I learned that men actually, they just find dating apps and they just want gals to come over and have sex. They don't want to take them out to dinner. They don't want to give them, you know, the time that they deserve and to honor them. And so that was one of those things that I was a little bit surprised about. And I think, too, alongside that, we had a gal come in, you know, she was just so distraught and she really thought that she had found the one, you know, and she had prayed and prayed and prayed, thought that this was the one. Well, then she found out that she was really just one of over 50 sexual partners.
Oh, gosh.
And that was so devastating to her. And yet we were able to come alongside her and help her to rebuild her self-esteem. So I think that's one of the things. And then I think, too, just how gals are using dating apps to figure out how far along they are, their gestational dates. And they're not as accurate as what they should be. So that's a draw for us. But I didn't even think about that as far as girls just looking to their dating app, but then knowing that they can come to our center for an ultrasound, that will actually be the only way to really confirm that dating and viability for them. So I don't know if I said that very well, but that's...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I also think, too, we're hearing that some of the kids, or I say, shouldn't say kids, young people are not having as much sex because there's so much involved in social media or just online presence. And so it's almost like that human touch has become not needed. Yeah. And we know that it is.
Oh,
so they, which is why you really need to be innovative and figure out how to reach these girls, because they don't think they need to come in. They can find everything they need right on their phones.
I know it.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So can you describe how Collage reaches people across these communities? What do you guys want to reach them?
I think two of the things that we do, we spend a boatload of money on advertising. We have started with Google Ads, and they have been extremely effective because, just like you said, girls are going to go online first and foremost. Yeah. And so that's a big transition over the years to do that, going from a yellow page book to online.
Yeah.
But it's really super effective. And I think the other part of that is just word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many clients that come because their friend came here, mm-hmm. you know, and we had a gal come recently. She's a past client. She actually brought her mom in, who was facing an unexpected pregnancy.
Wow.
And it was the kind of situation that she's like, I was cared for here, and my mom needs somebody to come alongside her now.
Mm.
And I know you guys can help her. Mm-hmm. And her husband had had an affair. It was like it's such a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
But that young gal, because of how she was cared for, brought her mom in, you know? And it's like word of mouth and just being able to really love on gal so that they know if somebody's in their life that needs somebody to come alongside them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Collage.
That word of mouth and reputation is so important. You guys have been around for so long, just like Assure.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but the girls know we're a safe place. And so we do get repeat patients sometimes.
Yeah.
But also, too, they're willing to refer their friends and their family because they've been treated well here and come back.
Yeah.
I also think about how advertising has changed over the years, even since I've been executive director.
Oh, yeah.
I used to tell our donors, or people that I come in contact, my friends, if you hear one of our radio ads, I'm worried about what you're listening to, because we used to advertise on the stations that the girls are listening to. Now we have to be online where they are. And, so it's just totally different how we market to those girls. We have to remain relevant.
Absolutely. We had a situation recently. I was in the center because one of the gals was out, and I was really thankful. A young gal came in to get diapers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a chance to love on her and just affirm her in any way that I could. And come to find out, she found us because of the result of a Google ad that we had placed. Mm-hmm. And she said, when I first found out I was pregnant, mm-hmm. I didn't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's because of you guys that now I think, what would I do without her? Mm-hmm. So here she is just standing right in front of me, results of $30,000 a year on Google ads, and sleeping in the little stroller is her 4-week-old baby. I'm like,
sweet.
That's why we do what we do.
Life Matters is the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview, and it is a ministry of Assure Women's Center. We're expanding our ministry to reach women who speak only Spanish, and we need your help right now. If you've ever felt God nudging you to serve with us and you speak Spanish, this is your moment to step in. We're hiring for multiple roles and actively looking for bilingual volunteer advocates. Lives are at stake, and we can't do this without you. Visit firststeptolife.com today to learn more and get involved. That's firststeptolife.com.
Welcome back to Life Matters. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gay Tillerson, Executive Director of Collage Center, an incredible life-affirming pregnancy help center serving women and families across central Nebraska, and also a great friend. So what role do local churches and individuals play in keeping your mission going?
Oh, gosh, I don't know what we would do without our partnering churches. I mean, even the way that they even give a shout out to Collage and pray for Collage and make Collage a part of their everyday work at the church. We've had so many gals come to Galosh because they heard about us at church, or their parents heard about us at church when they come home and they get, "Mom, I'm pregnant, and I don't know what to do." Well, there's this lady in church. We're going to go to Galosh. I know they can help. So I think just keep it in the forefront. Their mission support is huge. And praying for us, that's probably the biggest one. And the girls walking in our doors.
Good. Okay, what's your biggest challenge right now?
Well, I have lots, but we don't have enough time. But currently we have 12 employees between the three centers that we're working on, and we really need 14. And it's really tough to find those people that not just have the desire and the ability, but are really called by God. Mm-hmm. So that's probably our biggest challenge right now.
Yeah, I'd say that's always a challenge in pregnancy help organizations, people, whether they're volunteers or whether they're staff. Just finding the right people that love your mission, that have been called to be there. And I won't even say to be called. I will say to accept the call, to answer the call that the Lord has placed on them to. Yeah. So I'll be praying for the right people
for you guys. Thank you. Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah, thank you. So how does your faith shape the way you lead and serve?
Oh, I don't know what I do without my faith. I just really feel like God's put a call on my life to really show that he can do the measurably more than all we can ask or imagine, you know? Mm-hmm. And so walking in faith and helping not just those who don't know God to see God, but also those within the church to be able to step out. And Beth Moore has a quote that she says, "If I err, let me err on the side of belief, that I would rather God see misguided actions from a believing heart than safe and sound actions from an unbelieving heart."
That's good.
So that's where we're walking.
Yeah.
And that includes you too.
Yeah. Thank you. So what kind of spiritual support does your team offer to clients if they would like it?
Yeah. I think one of the things, I mean, it starts by praying for them before they even come in the door.
Yeah.
And then we're really careful. We use like a red light, yellow light, green light. When you say if they want it, we want to meet people where they're at. So if they're open to it, we're going to ask them open-ended questions. And then we're going to love on them, and we're going to really treat them with respect, much like Jesus did with the woman caught in adultery or the woman at the well, so that they can actually have an experience of the love of God. Scripture says it's the kindness of God that leads to repentance.
Yeah.
So our job is to love on them in every way that we can so that they can have an experience of him. And then refer them to a church or whatever their needs might be at that point.
Yeah, good. Gay, what would you say to someone who might be considering abortion today?
Personally or at the center? Sorry.
It's just someone that's listening.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. You know, I feel like so many times we all make choices based on pressure or based on an emotional decision, and we don't stop to look at the consequences and we don't evaluate. So I would say, please stop, take a breath, and think through this in a way that you make a decision that years from now you can look back on without any regret.
Yeah.
And so there are people that will come alongside you no matter what that is, not to tell you necessarily what to do, but to give you what you need so you can make an informed decision, because everybody deserves to make a choice that they're not going to look back on and think, "Oh my gosh, why did I do that?"
Absolutely.
So
yeah, that's good. I think our patient process at Assure provides a space for that young lady to just pause.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just need to pause, think about the support that they have, think about the decision that they're making and all the effects that it has. And so it's one of the reasons that it's so important that pregnancy help organizations like Galosh and like Assure are in places strategically across our state, across our nation, because we're one of the few places that they will find the truth about all of their assumptions and gives them time to process and think about making that decision. Because the decisions, I should tell the kids when I was in the schools, the decisions you make today will affect you the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And they don't realize that. They're in the moment. So you mentioned earlier the launch of your new location in Columbus.
Yeah.
Why that community and what's the vision there?
Oh, yeah. Well, our board really stretched us and said we need to take not only what we did establish in Kearney into the Grand Island community that we did, 13 years ago, but to look for areas in Nebraska where there's still a need, you know? And so I wanted to do it after I retired, but they didn't agree. So we looked for a community that there was no other organization like Galosh providing the services that we do at no cost. And then we looked for a need, you know, their population base, the college, there's such a need in that community and there's no one else there.
Yeah.
And so as we sought with church leaders in the community, they really felt like, oh, we want to come alongside you. We want to help and we want to take this ball and run with it.
Good.
So,
Gay, what kind of support do you need from the community there?
Yeah. You know, right now, the biggest thing is we're looking for a center director, that woman who can run the everyday operations of the center. We have our ultrasound tech. We have our client relations coordinator, two beautiful gals that we're so proud of, and they're walking in faith, and I love it. But we need that them to pray that God will bring forth that center director. And then we've got relationships with several churches, but as we grow, we'll just continue to span out and spread the word. Once the community comes, we have our building. Which is great. We're working on renovating that. So there'll be some community members that come in and paint, do some things when we're at that point. So,
Okay, good. Well, my prayer is that as you all are finishing out the building, that someone would be located or identified that would be that center director. All right. Yeah. That building is completed. They will already be trained. And
That is definitely our prayer. Yes. And amen.
So that it doesn't
great.
Empty while you're waiting.
It can't. There's no way. You are exactly right. God's timing's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you train and support your team and volunteers across multiple sites?
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, I have a tremendous gal that works with us who's our director of center operations, and she does a great job of keeping them in tune with them. I think compassion fatigue is a huge thing in what we do, just like you said, because we work with a lot of really dark situations. And so prayer is a huge part. We do in services. We try to do some external trainings, even some soul care, whatever we can do to come alongside, because it does get pretty tough.
Yeah. Good. Gay, what are you most excited about in the next year?
Ooh, yeah, the opening of those Columbus doors with a full staff.
Yeah.
You know, we really are. We, God has called us there. It's been a battle. We know the enemy does not want to let go of his territory. And, you know, it's been hard, but we've committed to choosing eternity over ease. And we're going to go. And so when that day opens, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. Good.
Yeah.
You shared with me this weekend that you guys pray together at 1:11.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about that? Maybe someone would be encouraged to pray along with you.
Yeah. You know, we just, like I said, I feel like we've been at this for almost between three and four years. It's been so long trying to get this center open. And we have just realized that the enemy does not want to let it go. And so we are coming together to really claim the territory that God has given us, much like in Joshua 1, where he says, have I not commanded you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So therefore, be bold, be strong, be courageous, go in and take that territory. Mm-hmm. So at 1:11, according to Joshua 1:11, we just are coming together as a team to pray for the Lord to make miracles happen, chains fall, walls to break down, and just really to manifest some miracles that will get that center open. Because we have people calling from Columbus now, wanting services, knowing they're making that choice if they're going to drive all the way to Grand Island, and we don't want them to drive that far.
It's good. Good. 1:11.
1:11.
That's a timer. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So where do you see Colossians in 5 years?
Yeah. You know, we really do see Colossians as part of the greater work that God is doing across the state of Nebraska, even in our relationship between our centers in the last 5 years and other pregnancy help organizations across the state. We really do believe that by 2030, that the abortion industry will no longer be making a profit off men and women in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so Collage is going to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so is Assure.
Amen.
And they are now. It's in work.
Yes.
It's in the works.
Absolutely. How can people partner with you, whether they're nearby or far away?
Yeah. Everybody says prayer, but that is absolutely the most important thing. You know, prayer for the gals that we serve, prayer that God's will be done in their lives, prayer for resources that God will provide, the people and the finances that we need. Even in that, you know, if someone feels led to give to what God's doing out in central Nebraska, goodness sakes, just like here in eastern Nebraska, we need a lot of funds. Yeah. It's crazy what it takes to run a medical clinic anymore these days.
Yeah.
our budgets are not what they were 15 and 25 years ago, you know? So I think prayer, I think coming alongside us financially, I think those are probably the two biggest ways. And also just spreading the word about Collage. Mm-hmm. And that would be the other one, I think.
So if someone is listening and wants to connect with you, how will they reach you?
Yeah.
What's your website?
Yeah, collagecenter.com.
Good. Do you have any final words of encouragement for those of us who want to be more bold and compassionate and stand in Collage?
One of the reasons why I do what I do is because I really do want the greater community for women and men to have a safe place. And sometimes we forget that the words that we use can either be a bridge to someone or they can be a wall to someone. So as passionate as we are about life and about God's word, I just feel like we all need to be reminded in the church and outside the church that our words matter.
Yes.
And always assume that that person that you're talking to is either facing an unexpected pregnancy, has a daughter who is, or has been hurt by ending a pregnancy, and that our words would be filled with grace that would lead them into a greater freedom in Christ than to keep them suffering in silence, which so many women do.
Gay, thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed chatting with you.
Always fun.
You've been listening to Life Matters. Again, I'm Toni Clark, Executive Director of Assure Women's Center in Omaha. To learn more about Assure, visit firststeptolife.com. And to learn more about Collage Center and how you can support their work, visit collagecenter.com. Until next time, thanks for listening and keep standing for life.
Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. To learn more about the ministry of Assure, visit firststeptolife.com. That's firststeptolife.com. There you can learn about the many services we provide, including how we come alongside abortion-minded mothers and empower women to choose life for her and her baby, as well as find our most current broadcasts and all of our past episodes. We're expanding our ministry to reach women who speak only Spanish, and we need your help right now. If you've ever felt God nudging you to serve with us and you speak Spanish, this is your moment to step in. We're hiring for multiple roles and actively looking for bilingual volunteer advocates. Lives are at stake, and we can't do this without you. Visit firststeptolife.com today to learn more and get involved. That's firststeptolife.com.